Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Hey, my man.
My man, how you doing?
Awesome. Thank All you right. for the Early time run. Accommodation today. Yeah, this works out. This works out well for my schedule this week.
I mean, it's only California weather here on the East Coast, of which we get maybe 23 days total in the year. Low 70s. The temp is cool. The sun makes your skin warm. And it's the golden hour of early fall. So why don't we get to fucking yakking?
This is where the DJ talks.
Let's do it. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Right. I can this time.
Here we go.
Bring it.
Oh, beauty, go.
Okay. All right, Hoser. Paul Charchian joins us from the Great White North. And wow, 5 weeks in. Chum in the water. Robert Saleh fired. Get out. Wow.
By my team. I don't know if that's a valid thing or not.
Yeah.
But, you know,
how about by your former nemesis, Aaron Charles Rodgers?
Yeah, that's more like it.
I mean, this is a festivus for not just the other teams in the division. The AFC East, they're like, aha, you know, way to go, you dummies. It's a festivus for the Rodgers haters out there. And I cannot say that they are not necessarily 1,000% right. I was eavesdropping today, Charge, on WFAN.
Oh, yes.
In New York City.
And Juggernaut.
It just caught a couple of calls as soon as this news broke. And I want to play them for you now. You said you
you recorded it. Nicely done. Okay.
All right. First of all, you said you could hear the audio, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sometimes my system doesn't feed down the line. But, okay. First of all, can I give myself some credit? I'm going to pull back the curtain on the kind of hustle it sometimes takes to do what I do. So I'm driving down the road, and I was like, I got to listen to FAN. So I'm like, shit. Who owns them? It turns out it's Odyssey.
Right. So now you got to get the Odyssey app rolling.
Odyssey, the cheapest, brokest ass radio operator in the country. And by the way, we're all broke, including our company, iHeart, but we're less broke than Odyssey, and we're less cheap as they are. I used to work for Odyssey, the former CBS Sports Radio, just got sold to George Soros and his group in a bundle charge of 200 radio stations.
Unbelievable.
That was in direct, I don't want to say violation, but it was against the guidelines of what you're allowed to do in terms of foreign ownership of the public airwaves in the United States. But they go,
and
well,
yet it went totally unchallenged, despite the fact that Soros is a major political operator. Whether you agree with him or not,
totally
is not material. But what is that that guy's actively trying to change elections and, you know, and pull America in the direction
the
that
worst.
He wants.
Total anti-American globalist. And unfortunately, even though he's old and you're like, when's this guy going to die? He's got a son.
His son
who's every bit, including your boy Tim Walz, who took a photo with Soros's kid in a Manhattan skyscraper. And people are like, yeah, that's that good old hometown values, right? Being bought and paid for by a globalist in New York City. But anyway, I digress.
Yes.
So I'm listening to, I went to TuneIn app on my phone TuneIn lets you punch into any radio station, including those owned by different entities, right? iHeart has their own listening app on your phone. Odyssey has their own listening app on their phone, et cetera, et cetera. But I punch into TuneIn. I go to WFAN. I start listening live. I'm like, okay, great. Of course, I had to hear a couple of ads at first because someone's got to pay the bills, right?
Yep.
But I sit patiently through the ads and I start listening. I hear these callers and I'm like, oh, this is fucking gold. How do I record this? I'm in my car. Well, wait a minute. Let me pull over. The iPhone has a feature, you may or may not know this, where you can record whatever's audio recording of whatever's on your phone. Including, except for phone calls, it will not allow for that.
Oh, I didn't know that. And it shouldn't, honestly. I mean, you know,
it's illegal.
There's an assumption of privacy. Right. When I call you and we're talking about what I'm wearing and what you're wearing, you know, you should not be able to just record that. And I don't know.
Church, our podcasts are gay enough for most guys. I don't think any private conversations would be any worse at this point.
That's right.
But if you don't know this, your phone can also record video of whatever your phone is playing and save it as a video file, which is very handy if you're in the media business like we are and you want to repurpose a piece of video and you don't want to worry about how do I download this in whatever format and blah, blah, blah. So I pull over and I get ready to record. I had to go back in time. I was like, okay, I know every app has a pause and rewind button on the audio stream.
Yeah.
Turns out TuneIn does not. It was just giving me live.
Just
only.
Live streaming.
And I was like, fuck. So I then hustle over to Odyssey's app and I go, well, it may not give me the preceding 5 minutes that I heard this phone call. Lo and behold, the Odyssey app gave me the entire hour as a rewindable
That's
thing.
That's great.
So I then go rewind, 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 rewind. I get to the calls I want. I hit record on my phone and I present to you this crystal clear audio, not some shitty hold the phone up to your TV or your radio audio. This is one of the calls that beat Brandon Tierney and whoever he's doing the show with took from a Packer fan of all people.
This is where
the what? Oh, wait.
Yeah, from a Packer fan who called in. Here you go. Okay.
Here to vent, BT and Sal.
No, hold on. BT, Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata.
The defensive coordinator is now taking over as interim head coach.
You can hear that,
Jets
right?
5 weeks into the season, a Super Bowl expectation season. The Jets fire their head coach, 888-808-1019. And, you know, now it's in the hands of an interim coach with Hackett still in play, with Rodgers still there, potentially Devontae Adams looming. Who knows what's happened this week? That'll just be the Jets bingo card. Trade for Devontae Adams on top of it. What other chaos can they create here 5 weeks into the season?
By the way, don't you think Devontae Adams is like the guy flying a plane thinking, all right, I can land in New York with the Jets. And then halfway to the airport, they're like, they just blew up the airport. The enemy just bombed the airport. You cannot land there now.
Prime time at home Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. Carrie is in Sayreville, New Jersey. What's up, Carrie?
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you, Carrie?
Not bad. Now, Sal, you weren't here at the time, but I just want to remind BT, I guess it was a little over 2 years ago now, I had called you and Tiki to just say good luck. I'm a huge Packer fan, and I told you this day would come where I would call and I would check in on you because the circus is in town, and when the circus leaves, I'm pretty sure you got nothing to show for it. So I just want to make sure you're okay. I told you this day was coming.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
Just like a woman to remember and call
remember
up
from years ago
and rub it in. But guess what? When you're right, you're right. Yeah. And here, they go on to say, yeah, we do remember you now.
Dove just said in my ear, Dove's part of the show. He remembers it. I do remember that call. So I appreciate you calling in to rub it in. I mean, listen, things aren't going badly enough. The Jets are under 500. They look awful. And they seem to be broken. And Ed Carey's got to call in with receipts. Yeah, listen, Carey, way to flex.
Remember the call. Taking victory laps.
Thank you, Carey.
It is, though, not that we care about the Packers, but in this case, you do tie it in. And we referenced it the other day. The Packers transition from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and then from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. And the Jets fail with chasing the former star in Brett Favre, and they failed again with chasing the former star Aaron Rodgers. Now,
wow. I mean, it's all tracing almost line by line, isn't it?
Amazing. And you wonder, and we'll know eventually, maybe in time, how much Aaron Rodgers had to do with this. But here's what I know for sure. No way did they do this without Aaron Rodgers' approval. If your quarterback was like, hell no, we're keeping Robert Saleh, they would have kept him.
Right.
You know, there had to be at a minimum an agreement from Rodgers. And, you know, we Zapruder filmed that sideline exchange 3 weeks ago between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh. And at the time, we were like, man, this thing looks awfully icy. This thing looks bad. And I felt a little bit guilty at that time. Like maybe we're making too much of this. No, we weren't making enough of it, as it turns out.
Exactly.
That was a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Here's one of the weird things about this. The Jets win this week. They're in first place.
I know.
And they're nuking their head coach, who, by the way, seems awfully unlikable. Don't you think?
The new head coach, the interim guy?
No, Saleh seems awfully unlikable. What? He doesn't seem like he's somebody like the...
Can you not say Saleh?
Saleh, thank you. Robert Saleh.
Saleh. There's also... Saleh. To me, he never seemed like an unlikable guy. He seemed like a milk dud head who was in way over his neck. That he was a guy who looked good as a coach, but did not have the ability to command the room. And then you had a strong personality with all the money and Aaron Rodgers. Good luck on that. And he quickly got upside down. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet. Or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
One more call. This is from another Jets fan. This stuff, whenever something calamitous happens to another fan base, I can't get enough of eavesdropping on the local sports radio just to hear what they are saying.
Saleh, nice guy. Unfortunately, that doesn't make a great coach. You guys have talked about that. But guys that are calling and saying the witch is dead and this is a great day to be a Jets fan, are they crazy? Like, you got to clear house. With the other coaches, like, not to mention, Rodgers has handcuffed this team since he's gotten here, and nobody is saying anything about that. He's got his boys here. Who's he going to bring in? You know he wants Devontae Adams. Who's he going to try to bring here next? Donald Driver? Like, he's handcuffed the team, and all these mistakes that the Jets are having on a weekly basis, the neutral zone infractions, O-line jumping, this and that, is not on just one person. It's on the whole team. And not to mention the guys that have been here before. Geno Smith. leaving this organization under the coaches that have been here.
Yep.
Or they brought in, and now they're playing good ball on other teams.
Yeah, the desperation.
That's great.
It's so glorious, the passion that sports inspires in people, gets everyone all worked up. But yeah, this is definitely on Rodgers, whether he wants to admit it or not. And the real problem is Hackett. Hackett stinks. Hackett stinks.
He does.
And that's Rodgers.
There's only one person who thinks that Nathaniel Hackett is a great coach, and it's Aaron Rodgers. That's the only one. Disaster. Well, like one of the worst all-time coaching performances that as a head coach that we've ever seen by Nathaniel Hackett when he was briefly in Denver. A stop that was so short that I think most people have forgotten it, Zabe.
Yeah, absolutely. So
now, what about this? Do you think Saleh was an impediment to getting Davante Adams, and now that he's out of the way, that was, maybe he didn't want Adams for whatever reason. He didn't want to bring on Adams. And now that he's out of the way, does this make the Jets more likely to be buyers?
That's a great question. I don't think he would have been an impediment to Adams. I think he wants to be a Aaron Rodgers ass kisser and do whatever Aaron wants. And that was part of the problem. And so I don't think he was an impediment. I would say Devontae's probably still coming, and the Jets will probably still overpay, and the problems with their offense will probably still persist. So this dovetails. First of all, there's a couple other things. One other element to this is that people were predicting Eric Mangini, who knows the Jets and knows the Johnson family well.
Does he?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he was the coach there, but did he stay in touch with the Johnson family? I don't know.
Well, here's what Eric Mangini said a week ago on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, this is a absolute must win. And here's why. Woody Johnson, the 66th ambassador to the UK. All of his buddies are going to be over there. And after the game, when he's eating tea and crumpets, he's going to be wanting to be talking about his team and how successful they are. Now, there's not only that, you've got the former first-round draft pick of the New York Jets playing against you and playing really well, and you've got a 40-year-old quarterback. And then, for Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to be able to go and talk to Woody about Davante Adams, you better go do some good things and make him happy.
Ooh.
You win the game. Yeah. You walk in after to the box. You meet all of his friends. Hey, what about Davante, Woody? Sounds like a good idea.
I'm telling you, and many people commented on this on social media, it's not that far off. That billionaires are human beings with massive egos. Mm-hmm. And I could easily see his UK upper crusters saying, "What happened to your teammate? It's a shit. Your team is shit." and you never know. You never know. Because, like you said, they're one game out of first place. Teams don't usually get traction with interim coaches in the NFL.
Right.
They
right.
might get some traction, but they're usually a sunk cause, right? It's Rich Bisaccia putting on a nice face for the Raiders, or Antonio Pierce, the latest guy to get hired, who put on at least a good face of an otherwise lost season. This season is still very viable right now. Or at least it was till this happened. So this dovetails with the whole what's wrong with Rodgers and the Jets. And there was an interesting exchange on ESPN with Dan Orlovsky. I don't know if you saw it or not.
No, I did not. Although I like Dan. And I think Dan is a good mind. I think he breaks down tape really well. And he can explain complicated things in a way that works on television. I like Dan Orlovsky.
I would totally agree with that. So here is what Orlovsky was challenged with on ESPN, which I had joked a while ago that, at some point we're going to get a show on ESPN called Facts versus Volume. And it's literally going to be one guy who's got great facts and data. The other guy is just going to yell louder. Yeah. And then we'll see. We'll see who wins the argument. this bite I'm going to play for you is the closest thing I believe that we've had to Facts versus Volume, because Shannon Sharp wanted Orlovsky to pretty much dunk on Aaron Rodgers, saying he's playing like shit. And the answer by Orlovsky was rather interesting because it included an admission about the relative status of each guy in the firmament, if you will, of NFL quarterbacks. That, you know, Rodgers, a straight to Canton Hall of Famer. He was a jobber who once ran seven steps on the back end line of the end zone, right?
That doesn't matter here, but that did happen once.
But he mentioned it, though, as part of his answer. I'm going to play it for you here right now. There we go.
It's
hold on.
Awful.
Oh, first of all, they pay Stephen A. Smith $12 million for this opinion. You ready?
Deshaun Watson is awful.
Yeah.
It's so awful.
Uh-huh.
That if somebody wanted to arrest him being awful, I would accept it.
No, you can't do that. No. They pay him $12 million for that.
Jeez.
And he wants $25 million.
What? How do we know that he's asking for $25 million from ESPN when they're cutting expensive heads all the time?
It's in all the trades, Charge.
Really?
That's his number. He's saying, I know my value.
He has no leverage. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have any value. Nobody. Who else would pay him $25 million?
He may not get 25, but he probably will get 20, knowing how ESPN operates. You're right. They're cutting back. They're starting to get some sense to what the fuck they're doing. But Stephen A. is one of their stars. ESPN, I don't know if you've noticed this, Charge. They're like five talents and yelling talk shows. That's all they care about. They don't do much else other than that. They even outsource a huge chunk of their daytime programming to McAfee because McAfee technically owns his show. So they're renting McAfee.
I didn't know that. So McAfee owns his own show. And you're right, they're renting airtime to him.
They're renting his audience, renting airtime. It's beneficial to both, but they don't really own it. So here was volume versus perspective.
Offense. Now, I was told that they were bringing a guy in. The offense was inept when they had Zach Wilson. The offense was inept when they had Mike White. It was inept when they had Joe Flacco. It was inept when they had Sam Darnold. I was told by somebody that played the position up here that they're bringing a guy in. Now, they're losing. Why are they losing, D.O.? Because you keep saying the inept offense. Talk about the quarterback play. Three interceptions again. 53% completion percentage last week. 57% this week. Nah, I'm not going to let you blame it on the offense because you didn't blame the offense when they had those other quarterbacks. You blame the quarterback. But you want to stay in good graces and you won't call Aaron Rodgers out. He's playing awful. You know it. Everybody in New York knows it. And everybody around the NFL knows it. He's playing terrible. Call it like you see it.
That's a minute of yelling nonstop. One straight minute of yelling.
He wants $20 million too.
And gesticulating and hand gestures with cutaways of Stephen A. Smith making silly faces. Again, this is what ESPN has become. It's become yelling and then funny faces by the other hosts like, ooh, snap. Oh, he really dissed you on your opinion. So here was Orlovsky's answer.
Hold on. Shannon, one, he said it himself. I don't need to go on national television and tell people that Aaron Rodgers played poorly. No. There is a way that you have to play Minnesota. First of all, I never blamed the quarterbacks in New York. I always blamed the situation. I'm the guy who tries to put context on performances. I'm not telling anybody that Aaron has played well the past 2 weeks. By no means. He even said it himself. Not up to his standard. But Shannon, you know this. There is a way that you have to play as an offense to help your guys play well against certain defenses.
Not turn the ball over.
No question. So the pick six.
Not turn the ball over.
The pick six, 100%. That is a predictable pick six. He ran the triple slants. Van Ginkel knew it. The second interception, he forces the ball down the field to Lazard. I'm not telling anybody Aaron's playing well. But it's also not my job to go on national television and talk about a Hall of Fame quarterback when I was a backup quarterback and say that he stinks. Mm. Yes, he's part of the situation. You're a Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Famer. You could do
Stephen
that.
A.
You could do
I
that.
Need, I need you to give. I need you to give D.O. Let him see his job description. That is his job. Is to critique Hall of Fame, non-Hall of Famers, it does not matter.
But my job is to put context on why. My job is to put context on why.
All right, Church, what do you make of that? Is that an interesting bite to you?
Well, it is. I mean, and I think Dan's wrong in this case because his job is to evaluate everybody. And it's, he can't only evaluate the quarterbacks that were worse than him because there aren't that many. You know, and so, I actually agree with Shannon Sharp on this. He's got to be able to talk about everybody regardless. And he does nothing to apologize for having been a failed NFL quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, Stephen A. has never taken a hike in his life. I don't even think he played backyard football, as far as I know. That's not a qualified. That doesn't mean you're not qualified to discuss the game.
Two questions, if I may. One, is it possible Rodgers is sixth or seventh on the list of things going wrong right now for the Jets offense? Is that possible? Because I will send you.
He has more culpability than that.
I will send you a cut up tape of their tight end this week missing blocks. Mm. It's incredible. This tight end for the Jets, who I've forgotten his name,
Tyler Conklin, I assume is who you're referring to.
I'll find it, but somebody cut up four whiff blocks. I mean, he couldn't get a shoulder pad on anybody. And the plays were getting blown up left and right. And Brian Baldinger, who does the best job out there of analyzing line play, unlike anyone else out there. And he'll say, look at this guy. Look at what he does here. Takes on the double team. Look at how he sheds that block. Look at the effort here. He was showing plays in which the O-line for the Jets didn't even know what the fuck they were doing. And you guys, the Vikings, were blowing up the running plays in the backfield. Mm. And Rodgers was throwing his hands up like, what are we doing?
And the running has been...
And the procedure penalties, it may be that Rodgers is culpable to some degree, but that there's three or four things upstream that are going wrong even worse. That's number one. Secondly, is there any belief that maybe Orlovsky's afraid, if he steps out too far, of getting roasted by Rodgers and McAfee on ESPN, clowned, dunked on? Humiliating.
No, I don't. I hope not. I mean, I hope you're not so spineless that stops you from reporting the truth and what you really think is because Pat McAfee might roast you.
I didn't think about it, but somebody brought it up. They said, you know what? Orlovsky just doesn't want to get roasted by McAfee when he has Rodgers on. It's an interesting.
I mean,
interesting
that's not concept. Even his show. I don't think. I hope not. I hope that's not the case.
Well, Orlovsky this morning tweeted first thing morning. Let's have a day. My job is to give football fans better analysis than just this guy sucks. I'm going to keep doing that. See you on NFL Live at 4. I said, I mean, good luck, but you're kind of upending ESPN's whole model.
Bringing facts to the table.
Right, exactly. Well, it's going to end badly for Rodgers in New York. It's just a matter of when.
Well, hold on. Wait. What if it doesn't? And is it absolutely going to end badly? I know emotionally
we want
it to, and we think it will, because the Jets are going to Jets, and Rodgers looks like, you know, a shadow of his former self. But, you know, this team is one win out of first place. There's still a scenario here where Aaron Rodgers plays better, offensive line plays and blocks a lot better. Breece Hall's getting nowhere to go. It's like totally different guy this year. This team has, and they still have one of the best defenses in the league. This team could still be very much in the playoff hunt all the way through.
Good defense. Sauce Gardner's hurt, although DJ Reed played an unbelievable game against your guy, number 18. Had him quite frustrated in London.
There's a chance DJ Reed is better than Sauce Gardner,
right. But
he doesn't have a cool nickname, so nobody thinks he's better than Sauce Gardner. Right now, going into the Vikings game, and I don't know what, I haven't looked since, but prepping for the Vikings game, DJ Reed was giving up 8 yards per game in his coverage. That's insane. Insane.
Yeah. Al Lazard had a dog shit year last year without Rodgers. 23 catches and one touchdown in 12 starts. That's not a handful of starts. 12 starts. 23 catches, one touchdown. He's hot this year. He's got 20 catches so far with four touchdowns, but who knows? Here's the thing, George. It's going to end badly because it's doomed to end badly. You know it's going to end badly. The matter is, the only question is, when will it end badly and how bad will it end badly?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I just think Packer fans want this. They want this vision to come true.
Okay.
And you are fully baked into that fan base now.
Okay.
You want him to fail. Packer fans want
Maybe,
him to fail.
Possibly.
I'm not as.
However,
I'm not as confident.
However.
Yeah.
However. I want you to get out your easel, your oil paints, and your French beret, and I want you to paint me the prettiest picture of the rest of the year. Go.
All right. Defenses continues to just play as well as it has, which is a top five defense. That part doesn't need to change at all. Offensive line gets better, opens up the kinds of running holes that they did for Breece Hall last year, although okay. they have now, in theory, better players.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, who missed a whole year, now comes back and starts to get into a rhythm five games in, which is plausible, right?
The rhythm starts to happen. A few tweaks to the offense that they didn't make before. And even though, you know, Saleh was not the offensive guy, he's a defensive guy.
And they
win a weak division decimated by injuries with a Bills team that maybe is not as good as we think. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it very much looks like the Bills are not as good a team as we thought they would be. And they are really getting hurt by all the turnover at wide receiver. They're getting no consistent play there. Right. Josh Allen has got two games already this year with no touchdowns in them. None. Not rushing, not passing. You know, that team might be more vulnerable than we thought they were going to be. And Garrett Wilson is, you know, we've always thought Garrett Wilson was this great talent that had been languishing with bad quarterbacking. They threw to him, I think, 20 times against the Vikings. Maybe that connection with Aaron Rodgers starts to heat up and these guys get to be predictably, you know, Garrett Wilson gets to be as good as the talent suggests he would be. So, yeah, I think there's a scenario here where the Jets are still very much alive in this playoff run. And Aaron Rodgers is a big part of why.
All right. The Vikings lead the league in the fewest amount of minutes trailing this year, 3 minutes and 26 seconds. So far, through 5 weeks, you guys are on the bye week coming back from London. Per ESPN research, it puts them in the highest of company. Only four teams since 1970 have trailed for less time in the first five games. All of those teams went to the
Don't even say it. No, don't say it.
I didn't check swing. Peel to third. Didn't go around.
Thank God. I can't even go down that path emotionally that the Vikings are on en route to a Super Bowl season. I can't even fathom that.
Do you feel a special season is on your racket?
I do because the defense, Zabe, is just so good that if Sam, I don't need Sam Darnold to stay at the MVP clip he's been going at. If Sam Darnold can just settle in as like the 10th best quarterback of the league and this defense plays the rest of the way, then yeah, that feels that way. But keep in mind, the last time a team started 5-0 and did not make the playoffs, my Vikings 8 years ago started 5-0
with Sam Bradford.
That's right. That's right. Exactly that season, the Sam Bradford season. Then they lost six of the next seven and never recovered. So, I'm way too emotionally broken to want to even speculate about a Viking Super Bowl 5 weeks in. I can't do it.
And as if that amount of lifetime heartbreak for Church was not enough, it is sad to report that in our whiskey league, the one guillotine league that he cares deeply about because he loves the Browns so much
and wants to win all the whiskey.
You're in probably how many fantasy leagues? A dozen or more?
14. 15, yeah.
14 leagues. The fantasy league that we play for bottles of whiskey, Charch got chopped this week. He got chopped on a stat revision of less than a point and a half overnight on Monday into Tuesday morning. Oh, my God, the humanity charge.
The humanity. I can't believe it. Part of it, I trusted a Packer. That was problem number one. Bo Melton. What was I thinking, Zay? I'm like, okay, this Rams secondary is a disaster. They've given up all these points. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to try Bo Melton. And I benched Ramondre Stevenson, who they had said it was like, he's the backup now. That was a huge blunder. But then rolled into Sunday night, and I had a 0.5 margin after Sunday night's game over the bottom scoring team. He was done. I was done. And then we open up the app on Monday, and we're like, wait a minute, I'm losing. What happened? Stat correction.
But stat corrections are a fact of life in fantasy, right? You're not crying the blues like this is unfair. You did not put your thumb on the scale, even though you could have probably. You could have gotten your software guys to go in there, an engineer, that doesn't count. But let it be known, people, Church did not do that. He invented this platform, this entire game, for God's sakes. He's the global ambassador for it, and he got fucked royally on a stat revision to be kicked out of the league after 5 weeks. I applaud
this one. Hurts
your integrity, my friend. Is
I finished?
Second to none.
I finished second to Josh. Was it last year? I think the, or
maybe.
Was that the year before? I don't remember. And I felt like I owned. I had a good team. I had a good roster. This hurt.
Yeah.
This one hurt. And have fun bidding on all my great players. By the way,
I know. I'm going shopping tonight. As soon as I'm off the phone with you. Church, Guillotine Leagues, give people the info they need right now, mid-season.
Still can join Guillotine Leagues either for free because you want to play with friends, or maybe you want, and private leagues are free, or you want to play with strangers in a free league. You can do that, or play for cash and prizes at guillotineleagues.com. 13 more weeks to go. I mean, there's plenty of time to still play, so no need to delay. Life is better when you're in a guillotine.
It really is fun. And shout out to our guy Brad Turner in the league, who has appointed himself as the Scott Hansen, the red zone announcer on Guillotine Leagues. He will text out our group as the games are coming down to it on Monday night. Mm-hmm. And he's so into it. And it's funny as hell.
I love it.
You go, Brad. Thank you for that. All right, Church. We'll talk next week. Thank you, bud.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
That's our topic for today. So good day. Good day.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.